Okay, welcome everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really pressing issue in healthcare, the survival of our rural hospitals.
Absolutely. These places are vital, often the only source of care for miles, but they're facing immense pressure.
And we're basing our discussion on a great piece from Healthcare Business Today. It's called Beyond Margins: Rebuilding Rural Healthcare for Systemic Resilience. And the author is Meredith Kirshner.
And our goal here is, well, twofold. First, to really grasp the financial crunch these hospitals are under. And second, to explore some of the innovative solutions proposed in the article, especially this shift towards patient-first financing.
We want to connect that to CureAid's mission as well, thinking about reducing provider risk from patient bills while making care more affordable and accessible for people.
Exactly. And CureAid's mission is all about reducing that financial risk for providers associated with patient responsibility while really boosting affordability and access for patients. It ties in directly.
It really does. So, be ready for maybe a surprising shift in thinking. It's not just about the dollars per visit.
No, it's bigger than that. The article paints a stark picture. Rural hospitals are, frankly, in survival mode in many places. We're talking serious risk of closure across numerous states. The article mentions data showing vulnerability almost everywhere.
Like, what kind of numbers are we talking?
Well, think about this. Over half the states have at least a quarter of their rural hospitals potentially closing, and in Alabama, it's 53%.
53%. That's over half. Staggering. Why is it so tough for them?
Well, they have the same kinds of high fixed costs as big city hospitals, the staffing, equipment, keeping the lights on, regulations.
Right, same baseline costs.
But with far fewer patients walking through the door, and crucially, a much higher load of uncompensated care.
Meaning care they provide but just don't get paid for.
Exactly. Plus, their patient base is often older, maybe with more complex health issues, and fewer people have strong private insurance.
So they fall into that gap, maybe earning too much for Medicaid, but they can't afford private coverage either.
Precisely, which makes them heavily dependent on Medicare and Medicaid payments.
So any changes or delays in those government payments must just throw them into chaos.
Complete instability, it's a huge factor. And this is where the traditional hospital business strategy kind of breaks down for them.
Which is usually what? Trying to maximize the profit on each patient.
Optimizing those per patient margins, trying to make sure each service, each encounter is profitable on its own.
Okay, sounds like standard business practice.
Yeah.
But why doesn't that work here?
Well, the article argues, and I think it's a powerful point, that this forces rural hospitals to judge services by revenue potential, not community need.
Ah, okay. Like deciding whether to keep an OB unit open based purely on if it makes money per birth.
Exactly. Or dialysis.
Right.
These services might lose money on a per patient basis, but they're absolutely essential. You can't just cut them. And unlike urban centers, rural hospitals don't have the sheer volume of high profit procedures to cover the losses on these essential lower margin services.
So the financial model is directly fighting their mission to provide necessary care. That's a tough
It
spot.
really is. So the article suggests a shift in perspective,
Towards what?
taking a broader system-wide financial view. Forget agonizing over the profit on one lab test. Focus on the overall stability of the hospital as a whole system.
Right. Prioritizing keeping the doors open, ensuring access, promoting equity for the community it serves, even if some individual services run at a loss.
That's the idea. Sustainability for the whole operation. And this leads into a really interesting solution highlighted, patient-first financing.
Okay, tell us about that. How does patient-first financing work?
So instead of hitting patients with a large, often unexpected bill weeks after they get care,
Which nobody likes.
this approach offers clear, manageable payment plans upfront, often like retail financing with predictable payments, sometimes even 0% interest.
So patients know what they're getting into before the stress hits. I can see the appeal.
Definitely. And the benefits go both ways. For the hospital, it means getting paid faster, better collection rates overall, less bad debt winding up on the books.
and probably more predictable cash flow, which they desperately need.
Absolutely. They even see fewer no-shows for appointments because that fear of the unknown bill is reduced.
Makes sense. And for the patients.
Huge benefits. Less stress about surprise bills, avoiding collections agents, protecting their credit score. But more importantly, it makes them more likely to actually get the care they need, preventive screenings, follow-ups, managing chronic conditions because it feels affordable.
And that directly impacts their health outcomes in the long run.
It does. And it's worth noting, the author, Meredith Kirchner, is the COO at Curay.
Right. The company focused on exactly this kind of patient financing.
Yeah. Their whole mission aligns with this. Reducing the financial risk for hospitals from unpaid patient bills while making healthcare genuinely more affordable and accessible for patients. This isn't just theory. It's a practical tool.
So it's a concrete step hospitals can take. But it's not a magic bullet, right? The article mentions other needed changes.
Correct. Patient-first financing is crucial, but it's one piece. We still need broader support.
Like what?
Things like reimbursement reform, Medicare, and Medicaid rates that actually reflect the true cost of care in rural areas, updated policies, real investment in recruiting and retaining healthcare workers for these communities.
Infrastructure funding, too, probably.
Yes. All of that systemic change is vital.
So let's bring it back to Curay's mission and keeping those doors open. How does patient-first financing, combined with that system-wide view, specifically help hospitals in, say, Alabama, where over half are at risk?
It helps ensure the hospital's financial health isn't just an accounting exercise, it's directly linked to community access. By making the hospital more financially stable overall, and by making patient costs manageable upfront, you tackle two major reasons why hospitals might close or cut essential services. It preserves that access.
Okay, so wrapping up, the main takeaways seem to be rural hospitals are absolutely vital, but incredibly vulnerable.
Yeah, and the old profit per patient model often works against them.
But solutions like patient-first financing, supported by Curay's approach, are a key part of the answer, alongside bigger policy shifts.
It's all about ensuring these community anchors can actually keep serving the people who depend on them.
Which leads to a final thought for you, our listeners. Given how essential these rural hospitals are,
how does shifting our definition of financial success away from just margins per patient and towards sustainable community service change how we fundamentally value access to healthcare itself? Something to think about.